comfortable and talk.
I'm speaking with John Egner. This is our first tape in our interview for the Archives of American Art. It's June 7th, and
1979.
Right. And we'll begin at the beginning. John, can you tell us you were born in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, March 23rd, 1940. Do you have any early recollections about your family, your mother and father, in terms of the art interest when you were growing up, things about your environment in elementary school and as a very young child that might have influenced you in your background?
Yeah, I guess it depends on, I'll just talk.
Fine.
First of all, my father's an artist. You know, my father's a commercial artist.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as I can remember, he was a freelance commercial artist doing lettering and layouts and paste ups and mechanicals. And so there was I grew up around that kind of consciousness, certainly.
Did he do work at home?
Work at home, actually. And I've always, when I tell a story of my life, you know, one has occasion to refer to that kind of thing. I knew my father was an artist. I guess when I was 2 years old, what does your father do? He's an artist. I knew he was an artist. And so my idea, of course, of artist was what my father did. And I remember him coming home late from work and eating dinner and going up to the room upstairs that we always referred to as his studio and working. And that didn't look like much fun to me, really. So that I never considered being an artist. Really, until I started art school, and I almost had, I think, a kind of phobic fear of being an artist. I didn't want to do what my father did. I think I liked the tools that he used, and I liked, I was totally in awe of his skills.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can remember when I was a kid and my father would draw a picture. You know, sooner or later a kid says to his father, draw me a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my father could draw a picture. And I can remember even when I was a teenager, just kind of giggling uncontrollably the way you do in the face of somebody who's super skillful at something,
mm-hmm.
but not being able to believe that that somebody could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, so I was around art some, and whereas maybe many children would get to an art museum in their childhood maybe but once, when they went with a school group or something. Certainly we didn't frequent the art museum, but I know my father did take me to the art museum more than once when I was a child. My memories there, early memories of art, and this really almost sounds to me like, in other words, I've said this before, but my father took me to a show, and somebody, you can look this up, there was a Van Gogh show at the Philadelphia Museum,
mm-hmm.
I think an extensive Van Gogh show at the Philadelphia Museum, and I would guess that was when I was about 10 or 12.
Was it the same one that came here to the DIA?
Might have.
With the potato eaters and...
Oh, it was... my memory of it was that it was a big show.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it wasn't just a few paintings. So I imagine all of those paintings were... I don't remember those in particular. But
what
I remember,
do you remember
Van Gogh. And I remember self-portraits. And I remember flower paintings. And I remember the story of Van Gogh. Somehow at that time there would have... would have been aware of who this guy was.
Mm-hmm. And the story is the kind that sticks